Hi, this is Daniel Garb of the Movies for CulturalMoney.com and CIUT 89.5 FM. The film industry, one of the biggest gender gaps is with directors. Very few movies are directed by women, and corporate studios are loath to hire them, especially for their big budget movies, which means we get tons of stories told from a male point of view, but very few from women. Documentaries are an exception. The Female Eye Film Festival showing right now in Toronto is trying to even the odds by presenting new movies by women from around the world. But things might be changing. I went to a midweek promo screening when theaters are usually quiet and was shocked to encounter a bright pink crowd. Women in pink skirts and wigs posing for selfies. Skinny guys sporting neckerchiefs. Kids, grown-ups, even grannies were lined up for popcorn and packing the house with a degree of enthusiasm I haven't seen since Harry Potter. Clearly, Greta Gerwig's Barbie is a cultural phenomenon, and I do plan to see it once the pink tsunami cools down. This week, though, I'm looking at three new films, one horror and two animation. There's A Hand in Adelaide, Australia, A Girl in Riga, Latvia, and Four Turtles in the Sewers Beneath Manhattan. Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles, Mutant Mayhem, directed by Jeff Rowe and Kyler Spears. For anyone who hasn't heard, Raphael, Michelangelo, Donatello, and Leonardo are four teenagers who live together in the sewers underground in New York City. When they were babies, a secret lab was raided, spilling radioactive goo, turning four tiny turtles into mutant humanoid creatures. They were raised by a rat who also was exposed to the slime and who trained them in martial arts. He has just one rule: never let humans see you, or they'll call you a monster and hand you over to evil scientists who will milk you dry to create supersonic weapons. But the mask foursome, being teenagers, wish they could just be like normal humans, going to high school, going to the prom, meeting other friends. Well, they finally get their chance when they team up with April O'Neil, an aspiring student journalist, nicknamed Puke Girl. If the TMNTs can stop a bizarre crime spree plaguing the city, and April reports that city on TV news, maybe the people will welcome them back as heroes. Alas, it's not as easy as it looks. There's a gang of evil scientists who want their blood, and a mysterious group of mutant supervillains who may be just as strong as they are. Can the scientists avoid the scientists and can the turtles avoid the scientists and defeat the mutants? Or will they live their lives eating pizza in the sewers of Manhattan? Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles Mutant Mayhem is a new reboot of the beloved comic, TV, and movie franchise. Gone are the skateboards. Gone is the super slang and the cowabungas and the white bread voices of their earlier versions. This origin story starts again from scratch in a multiracial city moving to the tune of 90s hip-hop. At least they still eat pizza. As always, it's meant for small children who seem to like it a lot at the screening I went to. But I liked it, too. It's visually stunning, with a color palette ranging from acid green to day glow blue and fluorescent red, all projected against dark city alleyways. The characters themselves are a combination of 3D models and hand-drawn illustration with squiggles and scribbles appearing everywhere. And the voices of the Ninja Turtles are actual teenagers instead of grown-ups pretending to be. I went in expecting very little and was surprised and pleased by its fast-paced, sophisticated artwork and fine music. My Love Affair with Marriage, written and directed by Signe Baumann. And I'm probably terribly mispronouncing Latvian. It's the Soviet Union. Zelma is a little girl in her first day of school in Latvia. She's tough and self-assured, and when a boy starts bothering her, she clocks him. So she's shocked when she's punished and ostracized for defending herself. Girls don't fight, she's told. She doesn't wear makeup or bows in her hair, so the boy she has a crush on studiously ignores her. Her mother instructs her to find a man, get married, and put up with whatever it is he does. Later at university, she meets a fellow artist, Sergei, who flatters her and says he loves her. Could he be her soulmate, or is love just an illusion? My Love Affair with Marriage is an animated feminist coming-of-age story about a Latvian girl, and later as a woman and an artist, trying to fit into a society that doesn't seem ready to accept her. It handles her first period, her sex life, and her frustrating relationships and marriages. And it takes place both during the USSR and long after its collapse. There's even certain scenes that take place in Toronto. It's presented in the form of a highly stylized animated musical with three bird-like women who sing songs about the main characters, Zelda's progress, like a veritable Greek chorus. I'm sorry, Zelma. The characters are beautifully colored, hand-drawn pen and ink that vary from spare to surreal to scientific and even psychedelic. And that's not all. It's narrated through a series of medical drawings, animated, narrated by a talking synapse. Every time Zelma falls in love or gets angry, it's explained as her hypothalamus secreting hormones, oxytocin, and dopamine. The film is told and sung in American English. Bauman is Latvian, but based in Brooklyn. But it's totally Eastern European in its humor, its style, its look, and feel. This is the second movie by her that I've seen, and I quite liked it. Talk to Me, directed by Danny and Michael Filippu. There's a phenomenon going around on TikTok in Adelaide, South Australia. On the clips, people have weirdly distorted faces for a little while before they turn back to normal. And those who've done it swear it's the most incredible thing they've ever experienced. So, a group of friends decides to try it out one night. It isn't drugs, it isn't hypnotism, it's something totally different. Mia, played by Sophie Wilde, has been deeply depressed since her mom died of a sleeping pill overdose a few years back, so she's been sleeping on her best friend Jade's couch, played by Alexandra Jensen. They go to high school together. Mia helps out with Jade's younger brother Riley, played by Joe Bird. She picks him up from school and comforts him when he has one of his frequent nightmares. Riley and Jade's single mom is working all the time, so when she's out of town, they decide it's time to try this new thing out, along with Jade's boyfriend, Daniel. The party, if that's what you want to call it, focuses on a graffiti-covered plaster hand. You light a candle, hold on to the hand, and say, "Talk to me." Then you say, "I let you in." And that's where the fun begins. You experience mind-blowing visions. Your face distorts wildly. And some people do or say god-awful things. You have to watch the movie to understand what I'm talking about. 90 seconds later, you blow out the candle and let go of the hand. And it's all over. The thing is, what you're doing is opening the gate between the living and the dead, and allowing these ghosts or spirits or people or demons, whatever they are, into your brain for that short period of time. But when Mia, Jay, Daniel, and Riley try it out, things don't go exactly as planned. What is that hand? What does it do? And can they undo what they unwittingly started? Talk to Me is a terrifying thriller horror, one of the scariest movies I've seen in a long time. I'm talking pounding heart, gasping for breath, out and out horrifying feelings. It also includes a good dose of psychological thriller, if you like that too. So if you don't like scary, stay far, far away from this movie. It also has some short-lived but shocking violence at key points in the film. Not going to tell you about them. I've seen countless movies about seances and Ouija boards gone bad, but there's something about this one that feels entirely fresh and new. So if you're looking for some good or some great horror, see Talk to Me. Talk to Me opens this weekend. Check your local listings. My Love Affair with Marriage is the closing film tonight at the Female Eye Film Festival. And Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles Mutant Mayhem opens across the continent next week on August 2nd. This is Daniel Garb of the Movies Eats Saturday morning on CIUT 89.5 FM and on my website, culturalmining.com.